Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Healing Light Show. This is Reverend Stan, and we're going to be interviewing Cindy Jones, Dr. Cindy Jones, today. And she's going to be talking about her ministry, the Healing Heart Ministry. And it's going to be an exciting time. She's going to be talking about the teaching that she does and how she touches people for the Lord. It's going to be an awesome day in the Lord. And I'd like to go ahead and touch on the Healing Light Ministry. At this time, we do conferences. We can come to any place near you here in the United States. We offer many different conferences, healing conferences to evangelistic conferences, or if you just like, you know, a good worship, you know, team to come, we can do that too. We do have a YouTube video site that we have. It's called the Healing Light Show. You can see our conferences. You can see what we do. You can see how we touch people. It's just many different things that we do. And we do, and we are on Cowboy Church Channel on Roku. You go to the North Carolina part of Cowboy Church Channel and look up the Healing Light Show. We are there too. We got three to four shows on there a month. So you can check us up on the Cowboy Church channel. We are looking to have our own channel on Roku, so we are working on that. That will be coming soon. But as of now, we are on YouTube. We got the Healing Light Show on YouTube. We got many different shows that we did here in North Carolina, and a lot of interviews we've done with evangelists that works in healing and spiritual transformation, all this stuff through the Lord. And it's been an awesome time. In the last couple of months, we've not been on here a lot. We've been ministering a lot. So there's a lot of things that, you know, the Lord has been using the Healing Light Show for here lately and using the team. So we have been ministering to a lot of people. We've got a lot of stuff that's coming up soon with that. But at this time, I'm going to go right into interviewing Cindy Jones. How you doing, Cindy?
I'm doing great. Highly blessed.
It's awesome. It's awesome to have you on the show this morning.
I'm honored to be here.
Now, Cindy, when you first got introduced to the Lord, what is your testimony, Cindy?
My testimony is that I was a person that was full of anger and rejection and all the stuff that goes with it. And I, because of those things, because I had a rough start in life with health issues, I just began to run my life the way I wanted to run it. But let me start in the beginning of that. There's a verse in the Bible that says the devil's out to kill, steal, and destroy. And that attempt on my life started from the moment I was in my mother's womb. Because my mother, in her 6 months of pregnancy, she had the German measles. And so by the time I was born a very sick baby. And one of the big issues I had was I had a hole in my heart and valves twisted up. And they kept saying, she's going to need open heart surgery. And of course, way back then, technology was nothing what it is today. And, of course, the other consideration my mother had to make, she was only 16, and how would she pay for something like that? Well, the first thing that happened is they had to wait for me to gain weight, but at 14 months old, I was still only weighing 8 pounds. And they said they didn't want to wait any longer, so they had a world-renowned hospital up in New Jersey called DeBoer Heart and Lung Center. And they happen to have various chapters all over the state. And my grandmother happened to be in one of those chapters. Well, that chapter decided to sponsor me and paid for my surgery. So God just intervened right away to help my mother out with that decision. The surgery ended up being a major surgery with a pioneering surgeon. I was the youngest person ever in the U.S. at that time to have open heart surgery. But again, God intervened. I came through the surgery just fine. And as a matter of fact, for the hospital that year, I ended up being the poster child in 1960. But you would think that that would be enough to keep me focused on the Lord. But it wasn't. It was during those years, through various family incidences and other incidences in life, rejection began to set into my life very strongly. I felt ugly, I felt unloved, I felt unwanted by anyone. And because you feel so much rejection, you don't trust people. So you just kind of pull off and keep to yourself a lot. And so I was a reader, I read a lot, kind of escaped into another world. And then I played sports for a while. But then I got messed up with drugs and alcohol. I mean, all that stuff took dominance in my life for a long time. And then after several years of running wild, I began to have a few Holy Ghost setups that where God was just reaching out to me. He would never give up. I would reach back and then I'd get upset and I'd run away again. I'd reach back and I'd run away again. But God was always there. And that's one thing I love about the Lord is that he does not give up on us. One of my favorite verses is that he who began a good work in us is faithful to complete that work. And so what I started doing is I had a friend that was witnessing to me at the time telling me about God. And I would kind of get mad at her at first. I'm like, leave me alone. I don't want to hear about God. But then she invited me to her church one night with a special guest speaker. And I thought to myself, gosh, if I go hear this guy, maybe he'll leave me alone. And in that service, that guy spoke about people who experience rejection, people who get into drugs and why they do it and how hurt and beat up they are. And at first I got mad at her, and I thought she had told this guy all about me. I didn't know that God was setting me up. Excuse me. And so during the altar call time, again, I didn't know what an altar call was. And I thought, I can go down there and say enough stuff to that guy that he'll never want to see me again. But somehow, between the time I left my seat and the time I got down there, I was crying. I didn't know what was going on, only that God must be doing something if he's really real, you know. And so I went down there, and I just went to the altar. And the sad thing is, in that particular altar call, nobody came to me to minister to me at that time. So I didn't know what was going on. I didn't understand it. So I left really not completely changed. But so what I started doing is I started going to church, still doing my drugs, still doing partying, but looking for something, reaching out for something. And one night after partying with a friend, I had kind of an ungodly supernatural encounter. My girlfriend and I had been partying, and I had this sense that something, I didn't know about the reality of the demonic world at that time, but I had a sense that something was coming after me. And I told her, I said, you're going to take me home now, because they're coming after me, they're going to take me to hell. I'm going to die and go to hell. I'm done. And she wouldn't do that. So finally, after a lot of arguing, she finally did take me home. But instead of going in the house, I walked down the street to a convenience store to get some cigarettes. And I bought an old cheap bottle of wine. And I remember sitting on the street side and shaking that bottle, saying, God, if you're really real in my life, you got to do something. You got to get me off this stuff. You got to do something supernatural. And next thing I knew, after going home, going to sleep that night, my life started changing. I didn't realize it was God at that time, but I was going to church, still partying. Then I even started listening to Christian music, and that became my safe haven. Like, I knew there was something there. I didn't realize that what I was sensing was God's presence. And finally, through a lot of various circumstances, God got a hold of my life, delivered me, set me free of all the drugs, the alcohol, and next thing I knew, I was feeling led to go to Bible college. I said, Lord, how can I do that? I gave up the scholarship I was offered in high school because I was going to party. But I went back to the group that sponsored that scholarship. Excuse me. And asked them if they would still offer a scholarship. Oh, no, we don't do that for Bible colleges. So I said, well, God must have another way of providing them. And she goes, we'll put in the paperwork. We'll see what happens. But she said, you don't have much time left. You only have 5 or 6 weeks to get everything in. So I okay, put it in. We'll see what God does. And in 2 weeks, she called me back, and the state of Florida paid for my first 2 years of Bible college, dorm, tuition, room fees, book fees, everything. So I knew God was doing something in my life. And from there on, it was just a journey of healing, learning, and training, and preparing. And I'm here today, 30-some years later, and doing ministry now.
That's awesome. That's an awesome story there where the Lord has came in and transformed you. And I know there's a lot of people out there that can really take that and really use that, because there's a lot of people who think that, you know, God don't want them no more, that they're beyond help, they're beyond transformation, that they're just lost. And this story here kind of lets people know that they're not beyond help, that the Lord, he loves remaking people. That's his specialty, is turning zeros into heroes. I always say turn zeros into heroes.
Amen.
And he likes to turn people. He takes the weak and makes them strong. He also takes the weak and makes the strong people even stronger. So, you know, he takes the people who don't think they're worth much. And you can see that in the Bible, where many a time there was people like slaves, servants, and all type of things, where he took all these slaves and turned them into servants, turned them into kings, turned them into all type of things that you never think, you know, that they can be used. And like David, King David, David was just a little, you know, sheep herder and taking care of sheep and stuff like that, anointed him. He ended up being a king of a whole nation. And it's just, you know, people that you don't think that he can use is the ones that he could do the most work through. And no matter where you are in life right now, the Lord can touch you and remake you and turn you into somebody that you never thought you can be. And that's just awesome, awesome, Cindy. Now,
you know, I'd like to share one verse. I'd like to share one verse to make clear on this testimony
ahead.
And this might step on some toes. I know I believe in recovery, and I believe that's a place to start. We start our recovery getting free from drugs, but I live by 2 Corinthians 5:17, which says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away, and everything has become new. I don't consider myself a recovering anything. I am delivered. I am a new creation. And no, I don't have that fear that I'm going to go back to this thing. I'm going to go back to that thing. I am delivered and set free by the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Now, tell us a little bit about your Healing Heart ministry.
It's Healing Hearts ministry. I've been actually doing it for over 20 years. And we actually started down in Pineville Church in Charlotte. I was going to help minister at a women's conference. And the pastor that I worked for at that time was his secretary. He looked at me and he said, you know what? You need to make this official. You are called to do this. You're called to have a ministry. You need to come up with a name. And you need to really put yourself out there. And I kind of laughed at him at first. But by going to that women's conference, that's how Healing Hearts Ministry was birthed. The Lord just gave me that. There's a lot of people out there with broken hearts, broken lives, wounded from whatever reason, and they need to be healed. So back in about 1992 is when Healing Hearts actually got started. And from then on, we've just walked through the doors the Lord has opened for us. We're now in Hickory and in the process of relaunching the ministry here in Hickory and getting out into the community, finding a location to minister out of. Right now I do some ministry out of my home church. And we're just going through the doors. I speak at women's conferences. One of the things we want to do in particular through our ministry is we have a, under the umbrella of Healing Hearts Ministry, we have a ministry called Free Indeed, which is a recovery ministry for men, women, and teens. And that's the side of the ministry where we really minister to the broken people. We minister to people with addictions, depression, domestic violence, coming out of prison. I was just with a girl just this past week who just got out of prison on Tuesday and talked with her on the phone, and then the next day I ended up being with her. But one of the things we believe in is you've got to be a part of their lives. You just can't speak words to them. You've got to show them the life of Jesus. In a sense, as we've heard it say, you've got to get your hands dirty and be right there with them. And I don't say this to brag myself. I took her and I went. We went to Social Security to get her car. We went to social services to take care of some things she needed. We went to an employment office. And those are the kind of things we do. We don't just teach them, although we do a lot of teaching. We do small groups. We do individual counseling. We do group counseling. I go speak at different groups, whether it's a women's group, a church, a conference, a prison. And one of our goals is to teach people how to maintain their freedom, how to grow and mature and have that victory and that overcoming life in Jesus. And right now, our immediate goal is, just like anything else, we're doing startup things right now. We're doing some fundraisers. We're looking for locations to minister. I have a meeting at the end of this month for a possible location for our recovery ministry. Our long-range goal is we'd like to have a women's resource center here in Hickory someday, a place where we can come, offer various discipleship groups, and minister to the women and get them healed and whole, life skills, everything that we can do to
That's
help
awesome.
Them. And
awesome.
in February of next year, in 2017, we're planning on doing another women's conference. So we usually do them once a year.
That's cool.
And so
that's awesome. It's you're out to help the women in the community, and there's not a whole lot of people that do that. A lot of times there's always the bad part out there trying to get a hold of women instead of you know, to actually trying to help them. I mean, there's abortion clinics all the top of things trying to lead them in the wrong way, but you're trying to lead them in the right way. And you're not only trying to minister to these women, you're actually taking them out and helping them. There's a lot of church groups, they talk about it, but they don't actually put them in their car and take them to help them out. You're actually putting them in the car, trying to take them to certain places to get help, like their Social Security card or their or a job, or, you know, and or just take them to where they need to be. And that's awesome. You're actually doing the same things that Jesus would have you to do, and that's awesome. And I would really, you know, prefer people, I mean, if you're listening, if you're a lady and you're listening to this broadcast, I really ask you to get in touch with Cindy if you have these issues, if you're in prison. I mean, I don't know where you're listening to this broadcast, but if you're needing that help, go to Healing Heart Ministries, and this lady, you know, Cindy can just, you know, get in contact with you and help you wherever you need. And Lord has really created this ministry to help y'all. So just don't think twice, but, you know, get a hold of Cindy Jones and let her help you. And it's an awesome ministry you have there, Cindy.
And I just want to say, it's not just me, it's a team effort. I have a board of directors. I have people that I train to help lead the different groups. And so if there's also anyone out there that says, hey, you know, I think I might be called to recovery ministry. I think I might be called to helping people who are wounded, but I don't know how to do it. We'll train you. We'll do workshops. We can come to your church and do workshops. We can give you individual training. And that's another side of the ministry. That's kind of the Healing Heart side, is we provide training. I have taught for Bible colleges. But I have a real burden to see the body of Christ be trained. I think that's one of the areas that the church in general is lacking in right now, and that discipleship and that training, and saying, this is you have potential. There's hope beyond where you're at. You can do something. God's got a purpose for you. And I think once
Amen.
People find out that they do have that purpose, they'll be open to training.
The first thing that's popping in my mind is when the Pharisees brought this prostitute to Jesus, and they caught her in her act, and they captured her, and they was fixing to stone her, and they threw her in front of Jesus, and they said, "What do you think we should do with her?" And Jesus drew a line on the in the sand, and just sitting there, and he looked at them. He said, "Any of y'all that has no sin, throw the first stone." So all the Pharisees came and looked at one another, and they knew that they had all sinned. There have been many sacrifices for their sin, and they know they had sinned, so they all threw their stones and they walked away. And Jesus looked at the lady and said, "I forgive your sins, go sin no more." And the lady did not know what to think about the Lord, because every Jewish person in the synagogue, they completely hated her, but Jesus showed love and compassion. And this is what Cindy Jones and her ministry is doing. They're showing the love and compassion of Jesus Christ to hurt women that's been through many different situations, been through many times and trouble in their lives. And this, and Cindy's ministry actually helps these people to this situation. And, you know, if you need them, you know, just get a hold of her on her Facebook. What is your email address that they can get a hold of you?
It's Cindy L. Jones 78@gmail.com.
Okay. Do
and
you have a website?
We also have a website. Yes, yes, we do, and that is Healing Hearts, HealingHearts, Jesus.org.
Amen, amen. And I'm going to get more of that information from you right after this show, and I'm going to put it on this show for whoever, you know, listens to this that would like to get a hold of you, can get in touch with you as soon as possible. But at this time, I just want everybody, you know, whoever's having that burden on their heart and they just have something that sin has just branded on their heart, I just ask everybody at this time, just put your hand on your heart at this time, and we're going to go right into prayer. Just put your hand on your heart. In Jesus' name, I ask you to come upon all these people that's been hurt, that's been damaged, that think they're unworthy. Lord, I ask you just to bring peace upon their heart at this time. Just bring peace upon their heart. Lord, I ask you to search their heart wherever the room in their heart, that enemy has been living there, has been sitting there. I command you to completely remove this from their heart now. Search their heart, search the mind of their heart, and remove the enemy and all the darkness now in Jesus' name. I command a new heart. I command peace upon their heart. I command the heart of Christ to be put upon their body. And I command this now. I command great peace to come upon their heart, Lord. I ask you, just bring your compassion upon them now in Jesus' name. Just bring your compassion upon them now in Jesus' name. I also, Lord, I ask you to just bring your love. Just fill them with supernatural love right now. Just bring your supernatural love and bring it upon their room right now in Jesus' name, Lord. Just give them all a hug and bring your supernatural love upon their room. Let it be so thick of your love inside their room that they can't help but feel this tangible love that you're putting in their room. I command this now in Jesus' name. I command any spirit of unworthiness, I bind and rebuke any spirit of unworthiness, I command you to leave in Jesus' name. You have to bow and you have to leave and go to the dry place now. Anybody that feels like they're unfaithful or something, I bind this spirit too and I command it to leave now in Jesus' name. Any type of hatred that's been in the heart, I bind and rebuke any spirit of hatred, I command you to leave now in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask you just to clear the heart out and just bring your peace that passes all understandings in Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty name. And anybody that has not accepted the Lord into their heart, I ask you just to say this quick prayer with us now. Just say in Jesus' name, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I repent of any sin that I've done. I hand it to you in your cross. I accept that you died on the cross for me, and I accept that you rose on the third day for me, Lord Jesus. I accept you as my Lord and Savior now, and I ask you to come and live in my heart for eternity. I ask this now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just said this prayer, Lord Jesus has came and sat right inside your heart. He's living with inside you now. Lord, I ask you just to bring your peace. And the Holy Spirit, just come upon them now. Just come upon them now. Just fill them up, Holy Spirit. Just fill them up. Fill them up, Holy Spirit. Just fill them up. I ask it in Jesus' name. Just touch them, Lord. Just fill them up. Ask us now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
That's an awesome ministry you have there, Cindy. And we're going to get a little bit more information on that page. Is there anything you'd like to tell these people out here?
I want to encourage them that there is hope beyond where they are at. Don't sit there in the pit that you've been in for so long and think there's no way out, because there is a way out. And there's a song on the radio that says, cry out to Jesus. And if you cry out to him, he will do miracles in your life that's far more than you could ever imagine. And you don't have to do it alone. That's what Healing Hearts Ministry is here. We're here to walk with you through this new journey. So cry out to Jesus and then cry out to Healing Hearts Ministry, and we'll be here to help you walk with him.
Amen, amen. That's awesome. And I want to tell everybody, you know, thanks for listening today. Just check out Healing Light Show on Facebook, Healing Light Ministries. You can find the Healing Light Show on YouTube, and you can look up the Healing Light Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's Locate 77, and we got over 200 radio shows, and this is actually one of them. And just anything that your heart goes out to that pulls you to listen, just go ahead and listen and let the Lord touch you. I want to thank every one of you for listening today, and thank you, Cindy, for coming on today. It's been awesome to interview you today.
Yeah, I'm honored and privileged to be a part.
And we'll see you all soon. God bless every one of y'all. Goodbye.
There are no words, no phrase I could create. There is no melody that I could make. How do you sing about a love so deep without feeling?